انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم خميس الساعة 10:30 على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Heal Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. And Happy New Year! Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., I'm here to refresh your playlist by introducing you to a unique and famous underground rock, metal, and alternative music. Plus, knowing about the band's history and some stories and meanings behind their discographies. Moreover, you'll catch new releases on streaming platforms from some bands that I'll talk about. In our first episode of 2024, Happy New Year once again, we'll talk about an Australian band that was formed in 2012 in Sydney, New South Wales by six members. Although they faced a one-time lineup change, although in 2023 they faced a tragedy, the loss of one of the members, with an uncertainty of their future. Their musical style is metalcore with elements of progressive rock, post-rock and electronic. Moreover, the musical influences are from Architects, Parkway Drive, North Lane, and Under Oath. Okay, let's take a break with a second single and a second track from their debut album. Stay tuned for more. We'll be back.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Heal Your Voice with Lemis Simmery on 90s FM. This was The Remedy by Polaris, a second single and a second track from their debut album, The Mortal Coil. Polaris' current lineup consists of vocalist Jamie Hales, guitarist Rick Schneider, bassist and vocalist J.K. Steinhauser, drummer and lyricists Daniel Fornari. Former members are keyboardist and synth James West, bassist Matt Steinhauser, who's Jake's brother, and lead guitarist Ryan C. Most of the album's lyrical context focuses on dealing with mental illness and loss. Let's get into their brief history. In 2012, Polaris was formed by drummer Daniel Fornari and Jake Steinhauser on guitar after meeting at their high school battle of the bands, quickly discovering a mutual love for metal and alternative music. The two then recruited guitarist Rick Schneider and vocalist Jamie Hales, who was guitarist in several bands, through mutual friends and word of mouth. Matt Steinhauser, Jake's brother, who was brought on board to handle bass duties and completed the lineup with James West on synth and keys. The group began working on music together, writing and recording the first single, Summit, and the majority of their Dichotomy EP in early 2012. It was produced and engineered by Sonny Truelove and mixed and mastered by Will Pitney. Although in late 2012, Polaris experienced a lineup change when they announced the departure of both Matt Steinhauser and James West. Guitarist Jake then switched onto bass to focus on his singing as the band was pushing towards a more progressive sound. Okay, let's take a break with Hypermania and we'll be back. To Heal Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Hypermania, a second single and a second track from their second album, The Death of Me. It talks about bipolar disorder, as the song's title, Hypermania, is a combination of hyper meaning excessive and mania meaning the state of elevated mood that bipolar people suffer from. Let's continue. The band began looking for a new guitarist holding public auditions until on November 18, 2013, the band announced Ryan Sue as their new guitarist, who was 15 years old at the time. Shortly after his joining the Dichotomy, EP was released on November 29th, 2013, independently. On March 3rd, 2015, the single Unfamiliar was released, which was the first track to feature Siu as lead guitarist. Polaris continued to write and finished an additional 5 tracks to complete their second EP. The EP was recorded with Sonny True Love and Evan Lee at STL Studios on the north coast of New Sydney West. It was mixed by Carson Slovak and Grant McFlard of Atrium Audio in Pennsylvania, USA. Polaris released The Guilt and the Grief independently on January 29th, 2016 and landed at 34 on the ARIA charts, which was unexpected success for the band members themselves. From 2016 to 2017, they toured locally around Australia with several bands and worked on recording their debut album on January 31st, 2017. Polaris announced on social media that they have signed with Resist Records and they released their second EP, The Guilt and the Grief, by a physical release on March 3rd. And on September 16th, they announced that they have signed with Sharptone Records. And on July 7th, 2017, the Polaris released their first single, Consume, and 2 more singles, The Remedy, on August 28th, and Lucid on October 30th. On November 3rd, they released their debut album, The Mortal Coil, and was produced, mixed, and mastered by Grant McFarland and Carson Slovak. Moreover, this album received a few positive reviews by music critics and was nominated for the 2018 ARIA Award for Best Rock, Hard Rock and or Heavy Metal Album, as well as for the Australian Album of the Year Award at the J Awards. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back.
Judgment!
back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was All of This Is Fleeting, an intro track from their second album, The Death of Me. Let's continue. In 2018, they started to work on their second album as a follow-up to their debut album, but with developed sound. On November 14th, 2019, the band announced a tour for February 2020 in support of the album, which featured the bands Wage War, Crystal Lake, and Alpha Wolf. On February 21st, 2020, Polaris released their second studio album, The Death of Me, also through Resist Records and Sharptone Records. According to Kerrang, Polaris chief lyricist Daniel Ferneri has described The Death of Me as being a record about losing faith in yourself and the world. It was produced and engineered by Lance Brank and Alpha Wolf's lead guitarist Scotty Sampson, and mixed and mastered by Carson Slovak and Grant McFarland. It received positive reviews, and the album was nominated for the 2020 ARIA Award for Best Hard Rock or Heavy Metal Album. On July 3rd, 2020, the band released their instrumental editions of their albums, The Mortal Coil and The Death of Me. On November 4th, 2022, Polaris announced that via social media, "We have entered the studio to begin assembling our next body of work." With their live sound engineer Lance Brank at King Lake Studio in Melbourne. In 2023, they released the single Inhuman, on May 26th. Then they announced their third album, their studio album, Fatalism, which was set to be released on September 1st. The following week, the headlining Australian tour was announced with August Burns Red, Kublai Khan, TX, and Currents. The band then headed to Europe for a run of festival dates on June 20th. However, Polaris announced via social media that they were withdrawing from all remaining dates of their tour due to a serious personal crisis, which eventually became a tragedy news to the metal scene when they announced on June 27th to be Ryan Sears' death at the age of 26 on June 19th. No cause of death was revealed. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back.
Our best intentions, babe, our best.
To Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Nightmare, a second single and a second track from their third album, Fatalism. The background meaning of it is, according to Metal Planet Music, Daniel Ferneri explained, Nightmare is a reflection on the constant side, the state of fear that the world at large seems to have lived in for much of the past couple of years. The feeling of waking up every day into a dystopia of uncertainty and anxiety where nothing really feels safe anymore. Let's continue. The following month, on July 24th, the band announced that they would be going forward with the release of Fatalism and its accompanying tour in honor of Sue after lengthy discussions between the band and Sue's family. This is the last set of complete songs that we wrote together with Ryan, the band said in a statement. And though the circumstances of their release are now framed by this tragedy, the meaning of the songs and the love we have for them has not changed. They released two singles, Nightmare and Overflow, until the third album, The Fatalism, that was released. Fatalism debuted at number one on the ARIA albums chart the week after its release, marking the band's first ever chart-topping album. But the band said that they will continue, but we'll stick to Polar's future updates on social media after Ryan Sue's death. Okay, that's all I have, unfortunately, but we'll end our episode with a third single and fourth track, Overflow, from the third album, Fatalism. Okay, send me your support and comments on 19FM's the Facebook, Instagram, and hoping you enjoyed today's episode. Stay tuned for an upcoming episode next week, same place and same time, every Thursday at 10:30 on 90s FM. You rock and hail your voice. Have a great Thursday night. Sam.
I've been lost.